The epistle appointed for this, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers against the world, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness on high. Therefore, take up the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of justice, and having your feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace. In all things take up the shield of faith, with which you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, that is, the Word of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who desired to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun the settlement, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had no means of paying, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. But the servant fell down and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And moved with compassion, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But as that servant went out, he met one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hold of him and throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant therefore fell down and began to entreat him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." But he would not, but went away and cast him into prison until he should pay what was due. His fellow servants therefore, seeing what had happened, were very much saddened, and they went and informed their master of what had taken place. Then his master called him and said to him, "Wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou didst entreat me. Should not thou also have had pity on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" And his master, being angry, handed him over to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So also my heavenly Father will do to you if you do not each forgive your brothers from your hearts. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The mercy of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we read in today's epistle, St. Paul is reminding us to stand firm in our faith, in the convictions and what we believe in, and to defend what we believe in. To always be ready to use the Word of God when necessary to combat the devil or bad thoughts or whatever. Therefore, it's always good for us to read sacred scripture every day and always to be re-informed of what was said, because this is what will come in handy days gone by when we need a little comfort, a little saying that our Lord did or said or taught to help somebody, who knows. But always to be ready and prepared. The devil never sleeps. And the powers and principalities he's talking about are the demons. They've not lost their power of what they used to be. They're very cunning. And it's very hard to stand up and fight against these things if we're not living a good spiritual life. So we always got to be prepared at all times and all places, especially when we're under temptation and trials. Now we pray to the good Lord to give us the grace to overcome or endure this as best we can. Because everything the good Lord sends us is for a reason. It's not by chance. There's always a reason why I allow this to happen and this to happen. In the gospel, we read about a massive debt, basically, that mankind owes to God. But he really does not have the means of paying it back, basically because he can't. When we really fully realize what it is, when we commit a mortal sin, what that does and how it affects us. Once Adam and Eve committed that sin, of course, the punishment they had was slight compared to what justice would have demanded of it. Remember, Lucifer did not have a chance. It was automatic. Same sin. But our Lord realizes this, and he paid the debt for us. But do we really understand that debt? That if our Lord did not have mercy on his creatures, how would we ever be saved? It is said all the good works and prayers of all the saints wouldn't even begin to pay off the debt. Because mankind has committed an infinite crime. And it would take an infinite person to remove that crime. And this is what our Lord did for us. He wanted to extend his mercy to show how much mercy he has. We cannot even fathom that. But we look at this debt today. 100,000 talents, no way of paying it back. It's kind of like us in the confessional. We've committed these sins. We know we can't make satisfaction to God, what he really would demand of us. We fall back on his mercy to forgive us, help us to overcome our faults and failings. This he does. Because we are totally dependent on that mercy. Because we are trembling inside at the retribution that is in front of us. The retribution of God because of these sins. And here we rely on his mercy to help us, to forgive us, to give us another chance. And our Lord freely does this. If this isn't love for mankind, I don't know what is. But now we take it to the next step. My fellow man owes me $10. And I'm going to go get that $10 no matter what. And I'm going to cause a lot of trouble, maybe even hurt him or whatever, but I want my money. I want it right now. And because of this action, as it says in the gospel, it was reported back to the master. And he called him what he is, a wicked servant. You ask and pleaded with me to forgive you of a debt that you had no way possible of ever paying back. And yet you treat your fellow man like this, over $10. And our Lord warns us If we do not forgive our fellow men from our hearts, my Father's going to do the same thing to you. So we can't hold any grudges or anything like this in our hearts. No matter what anyone has done to us, said to us, hurt us, whatever, we have to do like it says, forgive from the heart. If you want forgiveness, this is the program. This is how it works. And we are all pleading with God for forgiveness, are we not? Pleading pardon for our sins every single day. Asking him for graces to keep us on the narrow road, to persevere in good works and persevere in prayers. Not only has he paid the debt, he renews repaying that debt all the time when we celebrate Mass. Same thing all over again. Our Lord cannot express his love for us any greater. But he also wants us to do our part too. He's done his work. Now we have to do ours. And he has showed us how to do this. He didn't just tell us how to do it. He showed us. There's a lot of parables that our Lord did for many people. But one that comes to mind is when he comes up to the individual and says, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." And immediately the Pharisees explode. How can he say that? Only God can forgive sins. And our Lord says, why do you harbor these evil thoughts in your heart? Which is it easier to say, thy sins are forgiven thee, or to rise up and go home? It takes a lot more power from God, believe it or not, to forgive sins than it did for him to create the whole universe. But our Lord, to prove the point, told the man to rise up and go home. And they were all terrified. He would do that with any one of us. He wants us to be pure, like the angels. Our work here to know, love, and serve God, and to be happy with him for all eternity. That's the goal. But we cannot get caught up with the work down here and forget about the main goal. A whole life has to be centered around the servitude of God. Otherwise, you'd be like everybody else in the world who just doesn't really care. They do what they want. Whatever makes them feel good, that's it. Basically, our Lord says to these people, you've got your reward. I'll give you everything you want. Money, cars, people, I don't care, whatever it is. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. But in the end, you'll have no part with me. If that's what you want. Sure, I'll give it to you. But if you want part with me, then you have to live that life that I showed you how to live. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow me. The cross, the daily things we have to put up with, our daily duties, everything. It's worth it. If we want to go to heaven, it's worth it. And if our Lord says this is the path that will do it, then we have to stay close to him. With the tools that we have, the sacraments, our rosary, our sacramentals, all these things play an important part in helping us stay on the straight and narrow and keeping the devil far away from us. It's the good example that we give is what counts here. The people out in the world aren't getting that. They're doing whatever they want and whatnot. But we have to do our part, no matter what. To be chaste, to be modest, to be careful with our language and attitude. These are things we have to keep check of all the time. Because it's so easy when we're around the other people that we start slowly but surely walking like them, talking like them, dressing like them, and before long, we fit right into the crowd. And this is what we've got to avoid. Our Lord went from crowd to crowd to crowd to crowd, but he never changed anything. It was always him. And that's the standard that we have to live up to too. There's certain things that, unfortunately, we have to tolerate and put up with. But there's other things we don't have to put up with. And these are the things that we have to fight against. But every day, we get another opportunity to know, love, and serve our good Lord, and to improve ourselves, to grow in the graces that he sends us, and to thank him. Always thank him every day for those graces. Gratitude with our Lord goes a long ways. And remember, we don't want him to complain like he did to the 10 lepers. Where are the other 9? I cured you all. And only one comes back and says, thank you. And at that, a foreigner. But because of his faith, our Lord tells straight off, your faith has saved thee. Go. And that's what we want to hear. To know, to love, to serve God. And to be happy with him for all eternity. That's our goal. And we can only get there by the way that he has presented how to follow along. We have to do this. We have to want to do this. Our Lord's never going to force us. We have to want to be with him. We have to want his grace. We want to want his help in our lives. And this is what counts. This is what will make us holy. God bless you. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.